Hey, we are here at the 2020 Q's Symposium on the Big Island of Hawaii. And as you can see over our shoulder, the sun's just coming up. That's how diligent these guys are. The folks from DDJ Myers, Peter Myers and Dee Dee Myers. How are you guys? Good morning. Wonderful.
Always good to be with you, Mike.
Well, thank you. Likewise. Peter, you're looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning.
I'm trying to catch up to you.
I don't know. I'm catching up to you guys for sure. Well, this is a great time. The lighting is absolutely phenomenal, but also the content here has been great as well. Just to revisit real quick, how's the conference been for you guys? Peter, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, we really like observing this conference and participating because they dive deep into content for 4 days, right? Mm-hmm. They're sequestered into an environment where they have to get to talk about real great board, CEO, organizational issues. And you know, it's different than at the credit union, the boardroom, where they got a kind of agenda, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I like this.
Dee Dee?
Yeah, I love it because it's the deep work, in order to really learn and become awakened to something new, doing the deep work, which is phenomenal in helping them progress and learn.
I agree. It's really been neat kind of being a fly on the wall in some of the sessions and seeing the Q&A, some of the questions like, oh my gosh, wow. I mean, they're really pertinent, timely, well, sometimes controversial, but it's real. Things are getting done here.
What's your favorite topic this week?
My favorite topic? Board recruitment. How to get people. Oh, no. It was one yesterday. It was Matt Fulbrick from the University of Toronto. There were questions in there about board compensation, board term limits, board diversity. I thought that was fascinating. And the Q&A that was going back and forth was really, really worth the price of admission for sure here. So
that's really enjoyed that. What we're talking about today.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, we're talking about board alignment assessment. Peter, give us a quick overview on board alignment assessment. What is it for credit unions?
Yeah, so a lot of boards, you know, they are self-governing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, who are they accountable to? How do they measure their performance and contribution, right? Board performance has kind of like a little bit of a tinge to it, right? Like people kind of perk up a little bit.
Yeah.
So what we've looked at is how do we help boards get more aligned mm-hmm. on what is important given the context and time, mm-hmm. right? So one board could be great. Everything's humming today, and then all of a sudden this situation changes. Well, now maybe we're not on the same page about things. So we've developed a platform for boards to continually assess their alignment, contribution, effectiveness, and a very, very easily distributable and accessible platform and dashboard.
Very nice, very nice. Now, Dee Dee, there are, what, seven or eight?
Eight?
Okay.
Eight different categories that we assess. Again, emphasis on what are we aligned on, mm-hmm. right, which is important. So the one that's obvious, you know, when you look at a board governance, it's fiduciary responsibilities. And so the board, each individual board member will put their own answers in there, and then we compile it. So everything is confidential and anonymous, so it's really nice for that. But how are we doing fiduciary-wise? And second is, what's the kind of information we're getting? Are we satisfied? Do we think we have the right information we need to? Are we requesting the right information? That's it. And then what about our interaction? You know, so research says that one of the two categories that we need in a boardroom to be high performing is our interaction. Mm-hmm. So how are we doing there? The other one is the board CEO relationship.
Okay.
How are we doing with the board CEO relationship? And then the other one, board performance is there. And then the two that I'm really paying attention to, got my attention, is board committees and board composition. Mm-hmm. Those two score the lowest across the board for the industry. And I like it because the question is, are our committees aligned with how we want to be as a board? Mm-hmm. Are they aligned with what management needs from us and mm-hmm. what our vision is? So there's some thought there and some reflection on what committees do we need. You know, some boards still have 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 committees, and maybe 3 or 4 are going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have a lot of committees that creates a lot of stress for each board member.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that they're aligned. So we're looking at committees. Second is composition. You know, what do we need moving forward? What do we need to attract in terms of diversity, inclusion, mm-hmm. thought leadership, technical skill set, leadership, soft skills, mm-hmm. and which we take care of in our board recruitment process. So getting the board aligned on that is a big conversation that I want to say cannot be self-facilitated. Have someone come in and facilitate.
Like a third party come in and facilitate?
Yeah, so help you figure out what your blind spots are, get over humps in the conversation, and manage the the dynamic in the room. Mm-hmm. So what we like to do is help them get there. Mm-hmm. You know, what do we want? And then we take that into the board recruitment process. So committees and composition are the lowest scoring in terms of alignment. So we're pushing, nudging that up. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing year over year some positive results and new scores there.
Very cool. Now, Peter, let's get to the why. Why is this stuff so important for creating, especially the boards today?
Yeah, so, you know, if someone isn't facilitating this, right, an outside party, then whose charge is it to put these conversations in front of the board? Mm-hmm. Lots of times what happens is that by default lands on the CEO's shoulder, which is really kind of compromising position, right? They're trying to help the board self-regulate, and that's not really a best practice, right? So this allows a CEO, if the board chooses to have the CEO participate, which is always a great idea, right? We really like that because they're with the board, they're in partnership with the board. So when we bring that conversation together, everyone can rest into, well, what do we think? What do we want to do? As opposed to self-managing, self-facilitating, right. Yeah.
Excellent. So where can we find out more information?
Can I add one more thing?
Oh my gosh, of course.
I love it. Well, one thing that happens is low-hanging fruit is always coming out of this alignment assessment. Mm-hmm. So what are the things that we can do right now that are actionable? And the neat thing is it gives the board a priority on what their goals and objectives need to be. So this year we're going to work on committees. And at the end of the year, we're going to start on composition. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, let's partner with the CEO on maybe a smaller board packet or all that kind of stuff, or how many board meetings we need to really have. So it gives them an order of priority of what their goals should be.
Is this making the dashboard, is it making it things more efficient for them?
Absolutely.
Is it consolidating thing?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm getting from it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting it. They're changing the agenda, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. So it's less backward looking. And it's more like, here's where we are today. Where do we need to go in the future? Right. So I just want to put that in there. It helps them with their goal orientation.
No doubt. Peter?
One of the interesting things that occurs is, we got to change our board meetings. Right. So someone says we got to change our board meetings or something like that. Mm-hmm. But actually, maybe it's not the meetings or the structure. It's just, as you were just saying, the board information or the pre-work before the board meeting or kind of the topics or the schedule of things. That's a different way to change the conversation. So
good stuff.
I want to show you a little bit here. I need you.
OK,
here we go. Do you mind? Technical things here. It's Dee Dee's laptop. I don't have her password. So it's just here.
It's show and tell part of the show.
Yeah, well, I'll just show it on here.
Okay, sure.
All right, yeah. It's accessible on the phone, too.
Oh, yeah. I think that's really cool.
That's the technical, you know, app digital thingy that we were talking about. Yes.
I'm going to call it a dashboard from now on. How about that?
Okay, got it. I kind of like the technical, you know, app thingy.
Put that in the marketing materials.
Well, yeah, we're gonna post this on our website, but you can also see that you can have this on your digital device and you can touch screen it and slice and dice the information
awesome.
In a lot of different ways.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Peter obviously loves doing that.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi is a little slow here, so.
So what we're looking at, right? So we dive into this kind of content here, and we say, we look at the categories. Well, what about this kind of piece here? Are we aligned on this? Oh, good. We're as a Wi-Fi. Wow, we're super aligned on this kind of piece. But let me just go down here and down, pull up another one here. Look, we are careful to ensure that all board members are active participants who can be heard in discussions. Well, this organization, this is sample data here, kind of sample data. They're not on the same page about that. So that produced a really interesting conversation when we were facilitating the results. Well, what do we mean by that? And if we're not active participants, how are we really doing our job, right? Our volunteer responsibility? Are we meeting our fiduciary requirements? All those kinds of things. So generating a great conversation.
Which is one
really
of the
cool.
topics here.
No doubt.
Great. Okay.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. All right. You guys are always going above and beyond the call of duty.
Sorry.
And no. I mean, no, rightfully so, because our this industry needs folks like you guys to keep pushing it forward, push that proverbial envelope. So to keep on excelling and exceeding. So good job, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much.
See you down the road.
You got it.
Definitely.
Okay. Probably next week at GAC.
I know.
All right, guys. There they are, the dynamic duo from DDJ Myers.